Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my book, it's ageofthecustomer.com. Don Fotopoulos is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of HiddenProfitProfit.com. Accounting for the Number 4 book is her outstanding book, a survival guide for small business owners. Buy this book and leave it on your desk, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be dog-eared and yellow-marked. And
that's right.
You'll have stickers sticking out of it all over the place, like mine is. Don, thanks again for being here. Folks, we're talking about helping you build your business and actually getting it, having an exit strategy. And we're not trying to take your baby away from you. We're just trying to help you understand that one of these days, it's not going to grow up and leave you. You're going to die and leave it. So you might as well do something smart and get it ready to be sold. And yeah. And look, Don, everybody who knows me that I don't plan to retire. I'm gonna keep working as long as I live. I don't want to retire. I like working, but if you can still be vital without having the same relationship with your business forever.
Well, that's right. And that's really the whole point, Jim, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is. And let me give you a story.
Yeah, you had a story you're going to tell us. Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Let me give you a story about what happens when you don't think about these things. And it makes it very personal. About 20 years ago, I was in a bad car accident. And I suffered spinal injury, except 10 doctors missed it. I was almost bedridden. In fact, I got the official write-off from a doctor at Mount Sinai who said, nothing we can do for you.
Wow.
You have to live like a paraplegic.
Wow.
How do you like that one, right? And when you get the official write-off, let me tell you, you know hopelessness from the inside.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine dogged me for several days and said, you got to go see this other doctor. You got to see him. And I said, no, you know, like false hope is worse than no hope. He said, no, you got to go see this guy. And I only went, true story, right? I only went to get my friend Dan off my back. So I go to see this guy, Richard Bachrach. He was on Madison Avenue, 42nd Street. He'd been there for years. And he put me through some tests. He takes my shoulders in his hands. He gets into my face, and he said, I can give you a normal life back because I know what's wrong with you.
Wow.
He said, but the way back isn't going to be easy, and it's not going to be without pain. But if you trust me, I can give you a normal life.
Wow.
Okay? 49 surgeries on my spine. Yeah,
49 surgeries later?
That's right.
49?
8 years.
My goodness.
8 years, I had a team of 3 people working on me.
Holy
mackerel. 2 to 3 days a week. And the reason I got into teaching is it was the only thing I could do.
Right.
Right, to keep my life together while I was going for all of these procedures because I couldn't be a banker at that point. I couldn't put in the hours. So, long story short, I would not be standing here. I would not be having this conversation with you. I would not be a productive taxpaying citizen if it were not for this man, his office, and the commitment of the people that work there.
Hmm.
No way, right? And he was better than his word. I do have a normal life. Thank you, God, and thank you, Dr. Bachrach. The point is, the man became very ill. He had been in the business a long time, and he passed away very suddenly. And this was a doctor of last resort. This was the guy that would take care of the...
He's a miracle worker.
He is truly a miracle worker. The guy would not give up on people with chronic pain. Mm-hmm. He would not... He was an advocate for your care. So the dancers, the sports, you know, figures, the, you know, stressed out executives, whatever. He was the doctor that wouldn't kick you to the curb with a prescription and call it a day. You know, he would really labor with you to try to give you a good quality of life. And you know what? He's gone. 20 people lost their jobs overnight. And now when a friend comes to me and says, oh, gee, you know, I'm having trouble with it, I have no idea where to send them.
And he didn't train someone. He didn't bring somebody along.
Nobody. And I asked him when he was alive.
As much of a savior and wonderful human being as he was,
yes,
he has no legacy now.
That's right. And so here's the thing, right? When he was alive, we had this conversation, and I said to him, what happens to all your patients when something mm-hmm. happens to you? Mm-hmm. He said, I'm going to die on this side. I said, you didn't answer my question.
No, that's not right, yeah.
Right? And not only that, Jim, but mm-hmm. think about all of the wisdom, all of the experience, all of the knowledge that this guy had that gave so many people a new life.
I'm
just one of many.
He could have brought in two or three people.
That's right.
Over the years. And
that's right.
That's What a waste.
What a terrible, terrible waste.
As wonderful a human being as he obviously was.
Yes.
There was something deep inside of him that made him, he apparently didn't want to share that. And so, folks, you know, this is something I've been thinking a lot about lately, Don, as I enter what I'm calling the fourth quarter of my career. Not the 2-minute warning, folks. I'm a long way from that, but the fourth quarter, and so you know I'm starting to think about legacy,
mm-hmm.
and I'd encourage everyone out there who has a business, who's older than 55, let's say, start thinking about legacy. Legacy can be a beautiful thing, can it?
Yeah, it is, and it is.
And legacy with money is even more beautiful.
Well, it's leverage too, Jim, right? I mean,
yeah.
what are we doing here? Are we just buying ourselves jobs, paying bills, and mm-hmm. then we're dying? Or are we actually building an asset has some terminal value?
We're passing through this dimension, and I'd like to think that I'm going to leave it better than when I got here. And folks, I know Dawn and I joins me, and I, her, encourage you to do the same. We're going to talk some more about this with our good friend Dawn Fotopoulos. The book is called Accounting for the Numberphobic. That's you. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.